friends. This year should be a special service for Rabbi Marani Merozi Sheyichyu, Eschus Refuas Moshe Ben Malka, Eschus Refuas Chayezisa Baschana Rachel, Eschus Refuas Rabbi Avram Yosef Ben Chana, and Li Nishmas Mas Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. We are going to be learning very fascinating sugya about Manashlishi. Is Manashlishi considered that they're both muchzuk based in the sugya and Bava Mitzia, the first parak in Daf Gimel, and the analysis of the very beautiful sefer called Bakei Shalom V'Ratfeyu, which was written by a tzaddik and a gaon, Rav Shel Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel, Leinu Masnisin Deloka Rabbi Yossi. Let us say that the Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Deika Rabbi Yossi. For if it were in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, and Kain Ma'ev Sidrami Elokoyim Munachat Sheva Eliyahu, if so, what does the deceiver stand to lose? It should all be set aside until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. In other words, Rabbi Yossi ruled in the following case of the Mishnah. Adaf Lamed Zayin Abed Aleph. Two people deposited money for safekeeping with a third party. One person gave a mana, and the other deposited two manas. When reclaiming their deposits, each depositor claims to be the owner of the two mana deposit. The rabbis ruled that the custodian returns a mana to each depositor, since the ownership of these two manas is not in dispute. The third mana, which is in dispute, is withheld achi yavo Eliyahu, until we find out who the owner is. Rabbi Yossi there rejects this ruling because it doesn't penalize the deceiver. Rather, Rabbi Yossi rules that the entire three mana should be set aside until bias Eliyahu. In this way, we penalize the deceiver by depriving him even of the mana that is indisputably his. Ad kan, the case over there. That's where Rabbi Yossi says, if so, what does the deceiver stand to lose? So it should all be set aside until Eliyahu. Similarly, in the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi would rule that Shnayim Ochuzim Metalis, you don't split it up, you don't divide it. Rather, it's withheld entirely from both disputants and set aside until the coming of Eliyahu. In this way, you make sure that nobody is, no Ramai is going to benefit. Elamai. What then does the Mishnah rather follow? Rabbanan. It follows the view of the rabbis that dispute Rabbi Yossi. Kevendam Rabbanan. Hashayim Munachat Shevo Eliyahu. Since the rabbi said that the remainder should be set aside until Eliyahu comes. Hanami Kishar Dami. Disveka, he. They would apparently oppose division in the case of our Mishnah, since this cloak is analogous to the remaining in the remainder. In the case of the three manas, for its ownership is in doubt. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan disagree only about the disposition of the monies whose ownership is known, but they agree that the disputed monies are set aside until their ownership is ascertained. Now, in the case of our Mishnah, it is the entire cloak that is in dispute. The entire talis is in dispute. So therefore, even the rabbis should agree that the talis is not divided, but rather set aside. Then the Gemara says, Haimai. What kind of argument is this? Yamis Bishlam Rabbanan. It's understandable we say that our Mishnah is consistent with the Rabbanan, for their ruling in the case of the three manas doesn't conflict with our Mishnah. Hasim Divada Haimana Dechad Minayuam Rabbanan Yemunachat Shevo Eliyahu. Where this, the third mana, is certainly in the property of one of the property of one of them. The rabbis say it should be set aside until Eliyahu comes. Since we know for a fact that one depositor deposited two manas and the other deposited only one, they certainly don't both own the third mana. So the court can't divide the third mana between them, since doing so necessarily constitutes the wrongful award of half the amount. The rabbis rule, therefore, that the third mana has to be set aside. Hacha dikalamem retarvayuhu. Here in our Mishnah, Where it is possible to say the cloak belongs to both litigants, since they both might have picked it up simultaneously. Amar Rabbanan Palgi b'Shavua. Here the rabbis say you split it up with a Shavua. Eliam Sirbiosi, but if you say our Mishnah is consistent with the view of Rabbiosi, then you're faced with the following difficulties. The rabbis could be our Mishnah. Because the rabbis say by Manashlishi that it can't be true. Pasha can't be that it belongs to both of them. So therefore, Yehemunachachi Avalio. But the Mishnah could be. Because it could be that they picked it up together, and therefore Yechloku, that's cool. So it could be the rabbis. Eliam, it's Rabbi Yossi, but if you say that our Mishnah is consistent with the view of Rabbi Yossi, now if there, in the case of the three manas, umahasam to bevada ikamana lamar, ikamana lamar, where there is definitely a mana belonging to this one, a mana belonging to that one, still Amar Rabbi Yossi, Munachat Shevali, Rabbi Yossi, that it should be set aside until Eliyahu comes, even those two manas, whose ownership is definitely known. Here, in the case of our Mishnah, where it's possible to say that the cloak is property of only one of them, is it not certain, Rabbi Yossi, there, where one of them, each mana definitely belongs to one of them, Rabbi Yossi said to set it aside, even what's known to belong to both of them, to each one of them individually, Rabbi Yossi says to set it aside. Here in the case of our Mishnah, where it could be it only belongs to one of them, certainly Rabbi Yossi would say to set it aside. In other words, Rabbi Yossi's whole vort is to do what? Rabbi Yossi's whole vort is to penalize the deceiver. So if in the other case, where it could be there's no deceiver, because it could be that we know that there's no deceiver because each mana we know belongs to each guy individually, and yet we still penalize them because of the third mana, and we say set the whole thing aside. So here, where it could be that it belongs to only one of them, we should certainly penalize the deceiver and set aside the whole thing and not give him half. There, where we know that each mana belongs to each individual, and we're just misubuk about the third mana, we set the whole thing aside in order to thwart a deceiver. So here, where it's very likely that one of them, the talus belongs to one of them and not to the other, we should certainly set aside the whole thing in order to thwart the deceiver. We certainly shouldn't give the deceiver anything. In Rabbi Yossi's case, even though we know that each guy has a mana coming to him, we don't give it. Here, where could be that one of them has nothing coming to him, we certainly don't give it. Says the Gemara, no, afilatam Rabbi Yossi, even if you say that our Mishnah is consistent with the view of Rabbi Yossi, hasam vadei garami achamim radi garami ematar vayabah hadei adadi agbuwa. No, there's definitely a deceiver. Because there, the third mana belongs to one or the other. But here, who says there's a rami? Who says there's a deceiver? I could say that they both picked up the cloak. Together. Since the case of our Mishnah doesn't necessarily involve a deceiver, it's possible Rabbi Yossi would agree that dividing the cloak is preferable to setting it aside. Inami, alternatively, you can reconcile our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi in the following way. Hasam, kanis le Rabbi Yossi l'rana kecha delodi. There in the case of the three manas, Rabbi Yossi penalizes the deceiver, so he should be induced to admit his fraud. Because he wants to be able to recover the money that's actually his. But here in the case of our Mishnah, what loss does he have that he should be induced to admit? If the found cloak isn't his, he has nothing to lose, and withholding it from him doesn't induce him to admit his fraud. So what's it going to help to withhold it from him? He's not going to admit it. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi would agree that the cloak is divided. There's a penalty. in the case of the Manashlishi, because we want him to admit his fraud. We want him to admit his lie. Because he's going to admit his lie that he's saying that two are mine in order to get back his one. So therefore we withhold the whole thing. But here, withholding the whole thing, isn't going to make him admit anything. If it's not his, then he has nothing to lose. Why would he admit it? So Yossi agrees that the cloak is divided. The talus is divided among the two of them, because here he has no loss that he's going to admit his fraud, so it's not going to help to withhold it. So therefore we give chetzi chetzi. The Gemara doesn't like this inami and says, Tenach Metzia. This inami, this alternative resolution, settles the case of a found object, so withholding the cloak won't induce the deceiver to admit. And Rabbi Yossi would agree that the cloak is divided. But Mekach Omemkar Maikel Ameimar, what is there to say about the Mishnah's second case, the case of buying and selling? In that case, withholding the cloak and the monies that each litigant paid the seller would induce the deceiver to admit his fraud. The Mishnah also discusses the case of a bought talus, which the seller received payment for the cloak from both litigants. So withholding the cloak and the monies will induce the deceiver to admit his fraud, so that he can at least recover the payment he forced upon the seller. So there we do have a benefit in withholding the talus. So why do we split it up? So the clear resolution is the first one, that according to Rabbi Yossi, withholding or dividing depends on whether or not there's a vade ramai. Hasam vade ramai ika. There there's a vade ramai, so we withhold it. But here there's not a vade ramai because maybe they've lifted it up together. That's the first teretz. And that's why our Mishnah can be consistent with Rabbi Yossi. Only in the case of Manashlishi, there's a Vade Ramai, we withhold it. But here, where there's no Vade Ramai, we don't withhold it. Ad Kan Misugis HaGemara. Tosfos, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Divur Masri Achloku, writes, V'yachloku, Tema, the Mishnah Mehida Arba, Damar Kol Dalim Gover. How is this case of Yachloku in the Mishnah different than the case of the ship where two people are fighting and we say Kol Dalim Gover? Whoever stronger gets it, V'yashlam Adoch is in shiny. So we can say when they're holding on to it, it's different. Chashvi Kol Echad Yeshlo B'Vadei HaChetzi. So we can say that each one definitely has a half. Dan and Sade, the Mai Detof is Haidi Dei. We witness the fact that what he's holding is his. Hey Manashlishi, the Medami Gemar La Tailis. The third party holding the Manashlishi, it's like they're both muchzak in it. And therefore, what do we say? We would say achloku. We should have split it up, and therefore it's because they're both tafus, and that's why the Gemara compares it to the case of talus. And therefore it says there that one of them belongs definitely to one of them, and the distribution can definitely not be true. So therefore, yemunach. But talis, we could say it belongs to both of them, yachloku. So we see in Tosfos that Tosfos holds that we say in our Mishnah yachloku is dafka, since they're both oches betalis. But in a case where they're not both muchzuk, we don't say yachloku. And yet Gemara has the good kasha from Manashlishi, because even though both studim aren't oches bo, it's as if the nifgad, the one who's holding on to it, is tofes for both of them. So it's like they're both ochus. So therefore the Gemara has a good kasha. We should say achlokal. Okein divrei Tosfos, writes the Rosh in our sugya. The kol chilak mamon sheshnayim chokam alavim shnei muchzakim bapagina b'shvua. Bar mimana shlishi to be called into alpha gav the habikilu shneim uchzakim bo mishum da nifkot muchzak mikoach shneim vasafik nolad bershuso viyada nifkot ki yadam vilachi en munachat shiabo liyok yadu la nifkot kodim shenolda machloksan she'en shel shneim. In other words, it's considered mana shlishi like they're both muchzak. The nifkot is machzik for both of them. But we don't say cholkin because ena chaluka yacholi osemis. The nifkad is machzik mikoach both of them, and the suffik is nolad b'rishuso, and the yada nifkad is kiyad, and the hand of the nifkad is like their hand. And nevertheless, the amunachat shevel yok yadu the nifkad called mishenodem achloksim shein shel shneim, because the nifkad knows that it doesn't belong to both of them, so the chalukah can't be emes. So that's shitas harosh v'atosus. Now, Shitas HaTosfos is Medibur Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Zeev Ras Chalhu, Legabei Sugya Hu Arba, that there's the ship they're fighting over, we pass and call Dolim Govar. Tosfos there says, Hu Arba of Mintzu, they're fighting about it, Tehadim to call Dolim Govarim Torma, Maishna Mishnai Mochsen Batalis, Dom Reish Bav Metziah De Achlokum, Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam, De Ochsen Shaini, Kim De Shnei Muchzokin, Ein Lanu Laniach Sheyigzo Alechad Lechavero. We have a rule that if somebody's holding on to something, we assume that it's his. And therefore, in the case of Naschad Rabbi Abba, when somebody grabbed a gold coin and he silver coin and he said that in Chatvi Vididi Chatvi I snatched my own, it's no good. He's a Gazlan. He has to pay. Because when you're holding on to something, it's assumed that it's yours. Veha. De medami lehasa metalis. The shari hemunach at shiavo liyo. Afagav de bishar dehasam. Ain shumachad muchzak tzarech lomer. De shar nami chashiv lekilu shneim uchzakim bo. Kevin de mikoach shneim nifka. So that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Like the shita of Artosfos. That by manashlishi, it's considered that they are both muchzak. However, we have to know that Tosfos doesn't end here. Well, the Riva nira, and the Riva holds, no. The lav dafka ochazim, and the dam the shar, not dafka ochazim. He doesn't hold that the nifgad is considered like they're both holding on to it. The adishmaitin ikal shnuik and the mishani hasim, field term yosi hasim, vadi ikarama, yacha emer tavayar, vadi adadi akbua, hachanami ba'arba, kevin di ikaramai. Lo yachloku ella habedina kol dolim govar v'hod lo arminu b'shnayim shefkidu kol dolim govar mishum de lo mafkinan ki da amrinan hacha itafsinan lo mafkinan. So the Riva argues, he said it's not mistaber like Tosfos that the manashlishi is considered as if they're both muhzik, and therefore he says from the fact that we see that the Gemara was medame the case of manashlishi to the Mishnah of shnayim ochzin, therefore it must be that the din of the Mishnah of yachloku is not dafka ba'ochazin, even if they're not holding on to it, and that manashlishi ain't shneim ochazim, they're not both holding on to it. Nevertheless, the Gemara had a problem. It should be achloku like the Mishnah, and therefore the Rivada be mechalek between the Mishnah and the case of the Arba, like we see in the Riva. So according to the Riva, it doesn't have to be dafka ochazim. You could say achloku even without ochzin. So why then, in the case of the manashlishi, do you not say yachloku? So that Tosfos explains, v'hadlo arminim b'shnayim shefkidu. Again, the lav dafka ochzin the medam le l'sha'ar v'adam v'adishmaiti nikol shnuik and the mishani yosim afil term v'yosi yosim v'adayika ramai. So it's lab davka ochazin. They don't both have to be holding on to it. And on our sugya, we can answer that the din is called the olim gavar, because here there's a vaday ramai. In the case of the ship, there's a vaday ramai, and since there's a vaday ramai, it only belongs to one of them. We don't say achloku, we say called the olim gavar. And shnai mochazim is not a vaday ramai. Hacha ema tarva b'hadi adadi agbua. Here there's not a vaday ramai. Maybe they picked it up together. So since there's a vaday ramai by the ship, we say kol dolim kovar. By shnayim ochazim, there's no vaday ramai, so we say achloku. But again, achloku isn't dafka when they're ochazim. Even if they're not shnayim ochazim, we can still say achloku. But we just don't say achloku if there's a vaday ramai. So what about mana shlishi? By mana shlishi, why don't we say kol da'olim gavar? If the whole word is a vaday ramai, so then by mana shlishi is a vaday ramai, why don't we say kol da'olim gavar? And the answer is because the hachzokas hanifkad es hamana avur shneim is like hachzokas habezdin. If bezdin hold on to the chayfets, we don't take it away from them, according to the Gemara in Bava Basra. Because Bezdin doesn't take it out of their rishus if it might not go to the real Bailim, according to one opinion there in the Gemara. So therefore, Bezdin doesn't, when it comes to the mana shlishi, we don't say kol da'olim gavar, because the hachzakas hanifkad for both of them is like hachzakas beisdin, and you're not allowed to take it away from the beisdin. Because it might not come to the right owners. If it might not come to the right owners, beisdin doesn't take it out of their possession. So therefore, yehi munach. So here you have it according to the Riva. Riva holds it doesn't for yachloka. You don't have to have shnayim ochazim dafka. It's enough that they're arguing about it, that we should say achloku. The only thing is, there can't be a vadei ramai. So in the ship case, it's called the olim gavar because it's a vadei ramai. In the shnayim ochazim, there's not a vadei ramai, so you say achloku. And in the mana shlishi case, you don't say called the olim gavar, even though there's a vadei ramai, because once it's in the rishus of basin, you don't take it out of the rishus of basin. Ad kan midivrei hariva b'tosfos. So there's another shita here, and that's shita's haramban in our sugya, in his first teretz, that the Ramban holds that we say in our Mishnah Achloku is dafka, since they're both oches betalis, they're both muchzak, so that's like Rabbeinu Tam. And if they're not both muchzak, then we won't say Achloku. And he also holds that by mana shlishi, it's not considered that they're both muchzak like the Riva. So in other words, the Ramban holds like Rabbeinu Tam on one hand, that when they're both muchzuk, we say achloku, and in our mission they're both muchzuk, but if they're not both muchzuk, we don't say achloku. But mana shlishi is not considered shnei muchzukim bo, like the Riva. Nevertheless, Ramban holds that if mana shlishi isn't like shnei muchzukim bo, then what's the kasha from mana shlishi in our Mishnah? So how can the Gemara compare the two? So he holds the Gemara can ask Akasha from Mana Shlishi on the Mishnah, because let's see the Lashon of the Ramban. V'kashi lach ihachi hecha akshina b'gemara lehm masnisin lo kreb yosi dekosak adaitech lehmem bur masnisin yemunachat sheyavu eliyahu ki yidishnaim shefkidu etzel echad. Dilma masnisen shiny. The kevon the tafsi la lo mafkina minayu shekeshem she'ein motzin mi yadam lomer kol dolim gavar kachin motzim miyodam lomar yehem munach. Lo kashya kevin lechashinan leramai v'kansinan le ki hechi delodi afogav detapsi nami havalan lemiknas ki hechi delodi. So he holds that the Gemara is asking a good question, because even though it's pashit that by manashlishi there's no yachloku, like we said, nevertheless, that's shaykh to say dafka where they're both muhzak. What's shaykh to say yachloku when they're both muhzak, and by manashlishi they're not both muhzak? Nevertheless, if you hold that we're choshish for a ramai, and we penalize a ramai like the Mishnah of manashlishi, so we should also penalize the Shnaim Ochazim case. If we're choshish for a Ramai, we should also penalize the Shnaim Ochazim case. That's what the Ramban writes. Dilma mas nisin shayne, de kevin de kafsi le lo mafkinim minayu, she kishem shen motzim biyadim lo mokol nevo, akach en motzim biyadim lo mihem munach, lo kashya, de kevin de chashinan le Ramai, vikansinan le kehechi de lodi, af agav de tapsi nami havelan, lemiknas kehechi de lodi. That we want the guy to admit. By Shnaim Ochazim, we want the person to admit. And therefore, the Gemara is asking from the Shnaim Ochazim case to the Manashlishi case to the Shnaim Ochazim case. Just like by Manashlishi we penalize, so too by Shnaim Ochazim we should also penalize. And that's why the Gemara says, Lema Masnisin, the local Rabbi Yossi. Let us say that the Mishnah doesn't follow the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds you penalize, and we should also penalize the Shnai Mochazim. That's what the Ramban says. What's Bechlal the Kasha? Hechi Yakshina B'Gemara Lema Masnisa Delok Rabbi Yossi. How come with Gemara ask, let's say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi? The Kosak Daitach Lema Masnisa Amurach Hashab Lioki Yashishnam Shavkidu Eitz Lechad. We want to say in our Mishnah also Yehemunach. Just like in the Mishnah, just like Yehemunach by two people who gave Pikadon to a third guy, so why don't we say Yehemunach also in the Mishnah? Ramban writes, Dilma Snis and Shana, maybe the Mishnah is different because one's already Tafus. So the answer is no, it's not different. Because since we're Choshesh for a Ramai, and we give a Knas in order that he should admit what he did wrong, that he's being dishonest, so we should also kansen, we should also penalize the just like we penalize the manashlishi guy. In the case of the manashlishi, we want to penalize the guy for claiming what isn't his is his, and therefore he's going to lose everything. So too in the shnayim ochazim, we want to penalize the guy and say you're not even getting half, in order that the rami should admit that he's a rami. So that's the first teretz of the Ramban. So we have the Ramban, who holds on one hand, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush, that if Shneam Muchzakim, it's Pasha we say Achloku, and the Kasha from Manashlishi is, that he holds in Manashlishi, in other words, he doesn't hold that Manashlishi is considered that they're both Muchzak. So if they're not both Muchzak, then what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is that why don't we say like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah that we penalize the person who might be a Ramai, or Choshish for a Ramai? So why don't we also Choshish in our Mishnah for a Ramai? So that's the first teretz of the Ramban. The second teretz of the Ramban is V'ol d'hasam kevin shefkidu v'etzelechot kamandat hafzitami v'locharmini amunach hachev aliyahu. Since it's toughest by the third party, it's like they're both being tofes. It is Ochazin. And nevertheless, we say Yehemunach, so that's not like, so our mission is not like Rabbi Yossi. In other words, it's exactly like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. That Manashlishi is considered a case of Muchzak. So we have the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that when do we say Achloku? If they're both Muchzak. We have the Shita of the Riva, that we say Achloku, even if they're not both Muchzak. And if we don't say achlok, we have to find another reason. Why you're saying kol da'alim gavar? We say kol da'alim gavar in the case of ahu arba, The Riva explains that in the case of Ahu Arba, there's a Ramai. So you can't say Achloku. You could say Achloku because they're not, you don't need both them to be Muchzuk. The reason we're not saying Achloku is because there's a Ramai. And then the Manashlishi, the Riva explains, is because Beis Din doesn't take it out of their Lo Mafkinan. You don't take it away from Beis Din once Beis Din has it. So that's how the Riva explains why Manashlishi we don't say Achloku. And we also don't say Kol Da'olam Gavar. Because once it's out of the once it's in the hands of the Beis Din, you don't touch it. Lo Mafkinan. And then you have the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban holds like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh that you need Muchzakim to say Achloku. But he holds that Manashlishi is not considered Muchzakim. So if that's the case, they're two completely different cases. And Manashlishi is not Muchzakim and Shnai Mochzim is Muchzakim. So why is the Gemara asking for one and the other? It's saying the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi because he says by Manashlishi that Yehi Munach, and the Mishnah says Yachloku. And the answer is because we want to penalize the cheater, the fraudulent person. So just like in the Manashlishi case, we penalize the fraudulent person to admit. So in our Mishnah also, we should penalize the fraudulent person. And in the second Teretz, he says that Kevichev Kidue Telechad, it's like they're both Tafus. So it is Ochzim, and that's why the Gemara says like Rabbeinu Tam. So these are the three Mahalchim in the Rishonim, three of the Mahalchim of the Rishonim. But we have to understand Rabbeinu Tam Misvara. Because we're talking about a Manashlishi, Shnaim Shev Kidue Telechad, one guy gave 100, one guy gave 200. And afterwards, each side is saying that they gave the 200 to Lachora. There, the Nifkad isn't Muchzak v'manashlishi mikoch shneya. What do you mean they're both Muchzak and the Manashlishi? The Gemara is asking the Manashlishi, why don't we say Achloku? They're both Muchzak and the Manashlishi. Mapitom, they're both Muchzak and the Manashlishi. They're not both Muchzak and the Manashlishi. We don't know which one of them is holding the Manashlishi, which one of them it belongs to. But Lamaisa, the Mafkid, is the Nifkad is just holding onto it for one of them, not for both of them. So why does Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis, the Rosh, and the Ramban in the second Teretz hold that they're both Muchzuk? There's only one Muchzuk. We just don't know who he is. And Machlal, we have to understand the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh with the Riva and the Ramban in his first Teretz. Do we say Dafka Muchzakim or don't we say Dafka Muchzakim? Well, in other words, do we say Yachloku Dafka B'Muchzakim like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh hold? Or like the Rivan the Ramban hold in his first Teretz that we don't say Yachloku Dafka B'Shnei Muchzakim? That the Riva holds that we don't say Yachloku B'Shnei Muchzakim. Even if they're not Muchzuk. And again, the Ramban veers a little bit. Ramban in his first Teretz goes like Rabbeinu Tam. That you say Achlok Udafko or in Shnaim are Muchzuk. But he holds that by Manashlishi is not a case of Shnaim Muchzakim. He holds it. And even though he holds it's not a case of Shnai Muchzakim, you can still ask from the case of Manashlishi, because we should penalize, just like we penalize the Manashlishi, we should also penalize the Shnai Muchzim. So we want to understand the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh against the Riva and the Ramban. They have different mahalchim in the sugya. So that's our avoda Emir Tashem for the next shir, to understand just pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, and how can Manashlishi be considered that they're both Muchzuk? They're not both Muchzuk in the Manashlishi. Only one of them gave the nifka the mana shlishi. So how can you say they're both muchzak? And what's bechlal the machlokas between the Rosh and Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, and the Ramban in his second Teretz, with the Ramban in his first Teretz and the Riva? So please God, Hashem should give us life and health, and in the next shiur we will see niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.